USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. At least three people are dead and the destruction is widespread in Alabama. The National Weather Service saying a tornado outbreak is ongoing in the state. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
North Korea's actions this week have the world again taking note.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling members of Congress that now is the time to make a generational investment in infrastructure.
The infrastructure status quo is a threat to our collective future. We face an imperative to create resilient infrastructure and confront inequities that have devastated communities.
Buttigieg testifying before a House committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American taxpayer has paid out nearly $500 billion in enhanced unemployment benefits during the pandemic, with experts finding a staggering number has been stolen through fraud.
The country's lost at least $200 billion and likely over $300 billion.
Blake Hall is the co-founder and CEO of IDME, a firm specializing in verifying online identities.
You can literally take any American adult's identity and turn it into $20,000 or more. There has never been a prize like that for bad guys.
One explanation, in a rush to get money out the door, policymakers did not create safeguards, causing a massive problem.
Unemployment fraud, if it were a program in and of itself, would actually be the fourth largest stimulus program the policymakers had designed.
American Enterprise Institute Matt Weininger tells Fox News the problem is fixable if lawmakers close some of the loopholes that criminals are exploiting.
The predominant factor is individuals who are stealing other people's identities. They're buying somebody's name, social security number, address, or basic information on the dark web.
Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear vetoed a bill on Wednesday that would have granted parents and their children more freedom in education choices. American Federation for Children CEO Tommy Schultz saying that Governor Beshear's decision put powerful special interests before children and families in Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.